I was not in combat in any time during my service. In the service, most of the time I spent in this country, a large part of it. And the thing that really I still harbor in my thoughts is the way blacks were treated in this, especially in this country before we went overseas, while in uniform. And these experiences are the things that say. And one of the most profound experience I had was when I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we were told that whenever you go in town, that you should go together, two, not three, because that's a crowd. It could cause a problem, but go buddy system. And I was a loner anyhow, and I went in by myself one time, and I drifted into the white community. And when I realized I was in the white community, I panicked because I had heard when we got down there that the protection for blacks was very limited. There's very so much injustice, so much trumped up charges that were not right or true against blacks, and they come back from being on pass. Bandaged up and being beaten up for different reasons that were not found in no foundation. And so I drifted into the white section. I panicked. I started looking for a bus stop. I found a bus stop, and when I did, there were a lot of people standing around waiting for a bus. And so I said, I'm not going to stand here. I'm going to stand near the curb. So I went over near the curb. I stood near at the curb, and all of a sudden this old man came over. And he looked me at me, and he looked very, very serious. And he said to me, step down there. And he pointed to the gutter, and I had my uniform on. And I says, oh, why did you tell me to step down there in the gutter? And he says, where are you from, boy? Well, as soon as he said boy, I knew what was coming. And that's a derogatory expression towards blacks. And I said, I'm from God's country. And he said, that's why I told you to step down there. And as he was yelling at me, all these people that were around waiting for the bus, they came forward and they started almost surrounding me, you know, and he was raising his voice in anger and rage. What are you doing in this area? You're up to nobody, no good. You've been up to something, you've done something, we're gonna get. And so I started walking away, and as walking, they started following me, and as I followed me, I started running. And as they were running, and calling and shouting all kind of things that I had done in that area. And all I could think of was I finally realized how it felt. I finally felt how black folks, when they've been chased by a lynch mob, and that's what it felt like, how they must have been so much in fear. And even though I had heard about lynching and lynch mobs, only in that moment that I experienced a situation that I could have been in danger, that I began to realize how much they had suffered in the blacks. And so that is why that experience stayed with me. I was lucky enough to run into the black community. We were told to stay in the black community, and I was okay. But the thoughts of having ready to die for this country, you know, in a uniform on, and then and others were ready to do harm to me, just was a terrible experience. There were many like that, many experiences like that in the South, going through the South.